Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeo and this is the big interview. Well, I have a treat for you. He scored a 30-yard scorcher from outside the box. That is Dion Hotter, the winger of Bidvest Wits, as they beat Chiefs 3-1 in their Tuesday night game. In that means that they've scored now 6 goals in 2 matches and they are now top of the league, Gavin Hunt's side that is. And in this conversation, we speak to him about that and his intentions for the league. He wants to win the league. He wants to be the player of the season. He wants everything. We spoke about that. I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We're now joined on the line by Bidvest Wits winger who scored what can be considered as the nominee for goal of the season. That is Dion Hotter, Namibian international. Dion, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing today?
Yeah, thank you for broadcasting me live. Yeah, I'm doing okay. Can't complain.
Would you say that you've already scored the goal of the season so far?
I don't think it's the goal of the season. It's still early days. I'm just keeping it simple. Yeah, there's more to come and more to see.
All right, that's nice to hear. Because I also wanted to know if there's more to where that came from. Was it just a fluke, the goal that you scored against Kaizer Chiefs, or do you think that there will be more of those kind of goals this season?
No, I'm actually working towards that, and I'm feeling positive that yeah, I can do more and deliver more of those. Yeah.
All right, take us. Myself and the listeners as well, and the fans of Sokala Duma and fans of Bidvest Wits, take us to your mind at the time that you scored the goal. I mean, when I saw you take the shot, I think you were waiting for the guys to join in, Terrence to join you, Matupu and Motupa to join you, because you were like alone amongst 3 or 4 defenders of Kaizer Chiefs. And then all of a sudden you took the shot. Was your plan originally to take the shot or for the guys to join you?
Yeah, to be honest, as you can see on the video, I was waiting for Tlandi to make the run, but later on I saw that Rama was opening up the gap for me to shoot because he thought I was gonna pass the ball to Tlandi, but luckily yeah, I saw the gap and I took the chance and it went in. And for me, the shot is not a surprise because I was doing it in the preseason. So yeah.
And taking it against the best goalkeeper in the country in Itumeleng Khune, well, did you go to sleep after that night thinking that you've done, like, this is it? I've done the best that I could have done against the best of the country.
I was hoping for that question. My friends back home were asking me that, the same question you're asking me also. How do I feel scoring against Zanzi's number one? Come on, he's the best keeper in Africa. And I told them, no, I took the chance and luckily I got him on the right time, on the right moment.
Alright, I need to ask you this because I'm very interested in statistics. I watch most of the PSL matches. You've scored 2 goals and assisted in 2 matches, so you've been involved in 4 goals already of the 6 that Bidvest Wits have scored. I mean, where does that come from? Because you scored only once last season for Celtic. Where does this form come from?
For me, to be honest, it's a different club. It's 2 different clubs, different players. It's a different home. And I think I'm actually well prepared with more experienced players who knows how to win stuff, and yeah, I think that's it.
And I
gel very well with them also.
Another thing for me before we move on from the Chiefs game, the scoreline 3-1, you were dominant. The forwards, the left wing, yourself, and the right wing and the forwards as well. It looked like you were, your intention was to press them. Whenever Ramatlo Mphahlele or Ntiyantia had the ball, you guys dispossessed him. For example, for your first goal, Ntiyantia was dispossessed from your own half, and then you counter-attack them, you guys scored. Was that your intention, to pressure them, not give them time and space on the ball?
We had a game plan, and on that day, the game plan worked for us very well. Because we were just waiting for them to come up, and then we explode the spaces behind them. We have speed, and that's it, yeah.
Mm. All right, and last one, for that game specifically. Gavin Hunt is going to come back on the bench. How has it been like to be coached by stand-in coach Paul Johnston?
There's no difference. They are the same. For me, they are the same. They are the same. They have the same mentality. And yeah, we are waiting forward to coach Gavin Hunt to be on the bench and celebrate with the whole team, just like coach Paul was doing also.
All right, and then
we are family, yeah.
Yes, and then the obvious thing now, I'm sure you know that I'm going to ask you. You are 6 points from two games. You've scored six goals already. Bidvest won the title two seasons ago or so. How far can you guys take it as a team?
For us, definitely we have a goal that we want to achieve, and we're just gonna take one game at a time and just humble ourselves and move forward and look forward to get something. Yeah, to get something out of this season.
What is something?
We want to win all the cups for sure.
that's quite a lot. You guys are not in the MTN 8 at least, so that's
so definitely I'm not actually talking about the MTN 8 because we're not there for sure. So I'm talking about all the other cups which are coming.
All right, and then one thing that I've noticed already this season is that you are now playing as a wing forward, whether it's right wing or left wing. At least you're playing wing forward. At Celtic, Veselin Jelusic employed you at left fullback most of the time, so you had more responsibilities going backwards. When you were employed as a left wing back, were you reluctant? Did you tell him that you are more of a good player going forward? What was your reaction to that?
No, for me it all started at training. The coach could see that I'm a hard worker. I can go up, I can come down. And so he just decided to put me as a wing back also, but now it's a different ball game. He had to advert. The coach wants to use me more going up front, not coming down, because he knows my quality for me to go up, and because he knows I can create goals for the team. I can score goals. Yeah, that's a difference. Because at Celtic it was too much of me defending, not attacking a lot, defending.
And I think where I want to get at with this question is, you accepted it because you are a professional, but did you not speak to Veselin Jelusic and say, look, this is not working actually, because I'm very good going forward and I can score goals for the team? You know, did you have any sort of discussion with him? Because you are, like, for in my opinion, you are very good going forward, and you've scored, you've assisted, you should have been played forward.
No, yeah, you're right. I had a talk with him, but the answer you gave me, he said I have to do it for the team because he knows that I can do it. So I had to be professional and just stick on it.
All right. And then looking back at Celtic a little bit, I'm not going to dwell too much on what has happened at Celtic, but I need your opinion on this. Your teammates were facing, now it's fine, they've got a new owner, everything looks rosy, they won their first league of the game, their first match of the league, but when you heard that they were not paid for 2 months back to back, how did you feel about that?
I wasn't feeling good, because I know how it feels. Come on, it's month end, your money is not in, for sure you won't be focused on your job, your family is struggling, you can't move. I was feeling very bad, to be honest. Not something good.
And when you chat to the guys now, I'm sure you still have some of them on WhatsApp. When you chat to them now, how is the situation? Is it much better with the new owners?
Yeah, no, it's much better. It's much better. Yeah, everything is in order now, for now. Yes, because I was speaking to one of my teammates the other day. Things are going well. Yeah.
All right. And then before we I have a few questions before I let you go, and I really appreciate you giving us your time. Before we move on, I want to know from you, because there was an article written about you that you were going to Free State Stars before you moved to Verts. Tell us a little bit about why you chose Verts and what happened with Free State Stars or any other team that you were talking to.
Yo, to be honest, I really don't even know how that article came of Free State Stars. For the time when I saw that thing, I was back home and my friend told me, "Hey Dion, did you see this and this and this on the paper?" And I was like, "No, I didn't see." When I went online and checked, I was surprised also, because I didn't know anything about that.
All right. And then okay, that's fine. I'll take your word for it. Now let's talk about any other interest before you decided for Verts, and why Verts.
For me, to be honest, I always wanted to play for Verts also, because most of Namibian players used to play for Verts also. And to be honest, who doesn't want to play under Gavin Hahn? He's a coach who won major trophies also. He's a very good coach. And the crop of players which Vetch is having, it's marvelous. It's marvelous to play with those guys. Those guys are winners. They always want to win. They fight for everything. And they're experienced players. So, yeah, I didn't even think twice. I said, I'm going straight for Vetch. But I know I can achieve what I wanna achieve at Verts.
So it's safe to say that there was no one else except for Verts.
there was, yeah.
All right. Do you know their name, their address, where they are based? I mean, it's water under the bridge now because you are playing for Verts. Nothing is going to happen now.
Yeah. There was Chiefs and Pirates.
And how did those conversations go? Was it just small interest? What happened?
Let me just stick to what my mind is telling me, and I said no, I'm going to go straight, finish.
All right. You didn't want to join your goalkeeper, your national team goalkeeper, Maximilian Baeva, Virgil Fris. You didn't want to join Virgil Fris?
No, I didn't want to join him. No.
Why? I mean, you guys would you would strike up your friendship from the national team. It would have been nice.
I want to go to Verts because I know I can do much at Verts. I just wanted to be at Verts.
All right. No, thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Actually, I know that you didn't want to touch much on these kind of questions, but I thank you very much. I appreciate that part. This is the last one for me. I'm sure you've mentioned it within this conversation, but it's the last question from myself, and it's for the fans as well. What is Dion Hotto going to do this season in terms of goals or assists? Are you going to be the player of the season? Like, in your mind, when you sleep in bed, what have you thought so far about the start, and what is it that you ultimately want to achieve?
Yeah, to be honest, what I want to achieve is I want to win the league. I want to win the league this season with Verts, and I want to be the top goal scorer also this season. The player with the most highest assists, I want to be there also. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna achieve. All of the most assist player, top goal scorer, win the league, and yeah. Push myself higher.
All right. I mean, I'm going to cheer you on. We'll keep on talking on the phone. I will send you messages whenever you're scoring. I'm going to be your number one fan. I want you to achieve that. Thank you so much for talking to us on Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you, sir. Sokala Duma
Radio. Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. He wants to be the best player in the league. Top goal scorer, top assist player of the season, wants to win the league. That is Dion Hotto. We thank you very much for listening to the big interview. My name is Nkululeko Ngeu, and this was the show.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.